Hello everyone, my name is Ms. Lalita Dorinda Williams, the CEO of God-Given University Publishing, LLC, as well as the author of the series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title but different subheaders. Today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled Opinions. Again, today's Keep It Simple series episode is entitled Opinions. And I would like to start with something all of us can always relate to and answer easily. This is like a no-brainer question I'm getting ready to ask. What does Whitney Houston, Toni Braxton, Tina Marie, and Aretha Franklin have in common? If you said all of them are singers, you are absolutely correct. Now, here's the challenge. All of them are singers, but who would actually win in a sing-off with all four of them in that same category, should all of them still be here on the planet? I know some went on to glory. Most people would probably say Whitney Houston, unless someone is more into the southern sound, then they would go for Aretha. And some would say, you know what, Toni should not even be a part of the equation. And maybe Tina Marie, if someone isn't really for the high-pitched, screech-sounding singing. What am I saying? Am I criticizing any of these phenomenal ladies for doing a phenomenal job? Phenomenally, I know, right? That sounds like Maya Angelou. Anyway, am I criticizing these ladies' vocal ability? Absolutely not. If anything, I am challenging you, should you be in a position to always wanted to produce a CD or sing in a choir, things like that, I'm challenging you to go ahead and do it. I, Lalita, had a serious problem with singing in public. Maybe it has something to do with my mother always trying to force me to do so, and maybe that was the reason why I didn't care for it. Or could it be because she had an opera voice? My oldest sister had an opera soprano voice. And then here comes moi, who's like a Hillsong or a Bethel worship type singing, more so than the Tasha Cobbs or the Mahalia Jackson type singing. It's like I've always wanted that gangster, hard, gospel sound, and I don't have it. Maybe the Lord will grace me with it. I don't know. But I am not one of those who can go up and down 8 octaves and hold each octave for 20 seconds each without turning blue, as caramel colored as I am. What am I saying? Be you. Toni Braxton, although she may not be able to hold a note to Whitney Houston's vocal ability, but yet Toni went on to do miraculous things with her mild mannered voice and style. Same with Tina Marie, same with Aretha Franklin. All of them in their own right are phenomenal ladies who did things phenomenally with their voice based upon their ability. So I'm challenging you. Don't, and I know it's easier said than done, because I know one day when I was going to service, and I'm currently in the process of recording a worship album of songs that I wrote years ago for my mother, because she asked for it and she's been asking for it for a couple of years, and I figured she's in her 80s. The least I can do is honor her with this request. Maybe I'll sell it, I guess. My thing is this: even when you decide to just go ahead and do it, there will always be a part of you that will attempt to discourage you from pursuing it as soon as you hear someone else's voice. For example, because I regressed, so now I'm going back to a moment ago, when I was walking in the church, happened to be coming late, and I was coming in at the tail end of this young lady who had a gospel gangster sound. I mean, she just sounded like a thuggy gangster gospel singer, you know, where you could do the moan and the groan and the raspy voice and hold an octave for 20, 40, probably 80 seconds. I'm exaggerating, but you get my point. And instantly, I was tempted to be like, you know what? This album that I am working on is a rap because I don't sound like that. And I had to pull it in and be like, okay, Lalita, we are not about to do that. We are not about to compare ourselves among ourselves. My thing is, I don't care how I sound as long as I can hold the tune. I am obeying God by getting a copyright on these songs like He told me to. Then on top of that, most importantly, as long as the presence of the Lord is there as I sing, that is all that matters. The best example I can give is when Whitney Houston did a song with CeCe Winans. And my first thought was, CeCe cannot sing like Whitney Houston, when I first heard they were doing an album together. And so I was like, okay, how in the world is CeCe gonna handle that with Whitney being able to do all these riffs, these runs, go all the way up, go all the way down, back and forth? Well, once I heard them live on the album they were collaborating together with, as talented as Whitney was with her vocal ability, she could not hold a light bulb. She could not hold a candle to CeCe Winans, because you instantly felt the anointing and the presence and the peace of God when that gal sang. What am I saying? I don't care how bad a sister may sound. No, not throwing no shade or anything on anyone who can sing like that. Not at all. But if it lacks moisture, i.e. the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the presence of God, then, you know, it's just singing. And even with one of the songs that I'm working on, and there were some tweaks that was made to the song, one of the songs I was doing, I wasn't really feeling that song because I felt like, okay, the vocal changes and octaves and arrangements of the song, to me, I didn't feel the moisture and the anointing in the song anymore like I did with the original layout of the song the way God gave me. So it's like, although I was still singing the song, because I was singing the song contrary to how God gave it to me, it lacked moisture. It lacked meaning. It lacked the anointing, although I was still saying the same words, but in a different vocal arrangement. So being obedient doesn't mean just doing it, but you have to do it exactly as it was directed and instructed to you in order for the anointing to be present and to rest on that project. Homework assignment for my songstress and singers out there, especially those who may have always second-guessed their vocal ability. Am I saying, okay, well, you know, since you don't sing like Whitney Houston or Tina Marie or Minnie Riperton or Mariah Carey in their heyday, you should just give up and eat ice cream and ice chips and and everything else. I mean, and I'm not saying anything bad about people who eat those things, but for those who are working towards advancing and perfecting their voice, I say to you this. Just because you may not sound the way you think you should sound, you still want to be a good steward over what God has given you. Because trust me, there's some people who wish they could hold a note and carry a tune with all of their might. And at least you can do that. Praise God for that. He gave it to you for a reason. Amen. Amen. Well, this concludes my Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on 4 different platforms, 3 of which is entitled God Given University Publishing LLC, on Instagram, on Facebook, as well as the webpage, which is ggullc.wordpress.com. Next, you can also follow me on my Facebook author page, which is Be Strong, Stay Strong. Last but not least, I have a web page, which is lolitawilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because he cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things, for real.